Hello and welcome to The Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike Burge, and we are delighted to be with you because guess what? We love to share good stuff. Good things are coming too. As a matter of fact, the Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding comes to Golden Valley, North Dakota, the weekend of the 12th and 13th, 6 p.m. Central Time each afternoon, with a Calcutta at 4 o'clock. Bow riding Saturday, August 12th, bareback riding Sunday the 13th. The Golden Valley Shootout, the weekend of August 12th and 13th. Golden Valley, North Dakota.
Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact, nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And if you're itchy for some good Western riding, but you can't wait until August 12th and 13th, take a listen to this. Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match. Saturday, that's this Saturday at Home on the Range. Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for a title. The Champions Ride this Saturday at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. For more information, visit hutrnd.com, and all proceeds of the match go to Home on the Range to help the children that are actually living there.
Yesterday's Antiques in Spearfish, South Dakota invites you to stop by Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Great vintage treasures and collectibles at Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
First, let's welcome all of our listeners that are listening through Brookings, KBRK, 1430 AM. Hey, after being married for 30 years, a wife asked her husband to describe her. He looked at her slowly, then said, "You're A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K." She asked, "What does that mean?" He said, "Adorable, beautiful, cute, delightful, elegant, foxy, gorgeous, hot." She smiled happily and said, "Oh, that's so lovely. What is J and K?" He said, "I'm just kidding." His eye is still swollen, but it is getting better.
Get out of the ER on that one.
Yeah, Larry Lindstrom sent that to Jim a while ago, but still funny. And here's another one, Mike. This is shared by Sally Connor, again of the Heart City Valentine. She came up with some good ones and sent us a lovely batch. "My daughter went to a Mexican fast food restaurant and ordered a taco. She asked the person behind the counter for minimal lettuce. He said he was sorry, but they only had iceberg lettuce." Okay.
Only the iceberg.
Only the iceberg. Here's another one that she sent. "I was at the airport checking in at the gate when an airport employee asked, 'Has anyone put anything in your baggage without your knowledge?' To which I replied, 'If it was without my knowledge, how would I know?'"
That's kind of what I thought too.
Yeah, I always think that when they ask. He smiled knowingly and nodded, "That's why we ask."
Well, since it is still summer and golf season, I thought maybe we'd share a little golf humor. Four golfers went into the pro shop after playing 18 holes of golf. The pro asked, "Did you guys have a good game today?" The first golfer said, "Yes, I had three riders yet today." The second golfer said, "I had the most riders ever. I had five." The third golfer, "I had seven riders, the same as last time." The last golfer said, "I beat my old record. I had 12 riders today." After they went into the locker room, another golfer who had heard the guys talking about their game went to the pro and said, "I've been playing golf for a long time and thought I knew all of the terminology of the game, but what's a rider?" The pro said, "A rider is when you hit the ball far enough to actually get into the golf cart to ride to it."
I can relate to that.
Sometimes we have some of those. If you've golfed, you've had some of those rider shots and some no rider shots.
That's right. I definitely relate to that. Here's a couple of one-liners for you to bring up at dinner time. Probably the worst thing you can hear when you're wearing a bikini is, "Good for you."
Kind of a backhanded compliment, right?
I know. Eliza Bain said that. "Yesterday, I saw a guy spill all his Scrabble letters on the road. I asked him, 'What's the word on the street?'"
That was just like an opportunity waiting to happen,
it
right?
It was. "And once my dog ate all the Scrabble tiles. For days, he kept leaving little messages all around the house." Okay, now if that's not good stuff, if that doesn't put a smile on your face.
Okay.
All right.
Folks, again, send those items to kimhburge@gmail.com. We can take a look at them. Please include the author. One day we may be able to dig that one out, and we'll feature it right here on The Good Stuff.